Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And right now, we're going to go to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com, part of Exit Realty First. Let's head to the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we're bringing in two guests today. First, we're going to head out to Columbia Central, and we're going to welcome in Athletic Director Ryan Hackworth. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for giving of your time and joining us here today.
Absolutely.
And also, we're heading out to Grass Lake, and we're welcoming to the show Grass Lake Athletic Director Brian Zalid. Brian, good afternoon.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here, and we're really excited to have both of you here, especially with all of the changes that are happening with high school athletics, and there's been a lot of switching around of conferences, and I kind of want to go back to early June, and Ryan Hackworth from Columbia Central, that's when it was announced, or at least that we got word, that Columbia Central would be leaving the LCAA and moving to the Cascades. So, Ryan, I just want to ask you, well first, let's kind of go back. Let's talk about your experience with the LCAA, because Columbia Central's been there for 11 years, and they've had decent success facing the schools in that conference.
Yes. So ironically, I come in as a new guy in mid-April.
Yeah.
The conversation already started with Grass Lake and the Cascade schools reaching out to a few of the surrounding Jackson area schools, expressing interest that they are looking into expand to 9, 10, or possibly more teams.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, Columbia Central has reached out to Cascades for probably close to a decade now with the former AD, Josh Kubiak, and the AD before him, and our Superintendent Dr. Pam Campbell. It's been a long time interest on our end to join the Cascades Conference.
Okay.
So it just came to perfect timing that I came on board, that the storm fit perfectly for us. In regards specifically to the LCAA, mm-hmm. like you said, we've been a long-standing member of that conference, great relationships with the school and fellow administrators over there. But they were not blindsided by this by any means. They know the conversation, just the geographic footprint of where Columbia falls within the Cascades Conference. Obviously disappointed because of the relationships, but they completely understand the direction that we're going.
Well, yeah, I mean, all right. So just to be open and honest here, back in 91, I graduated from Clinton. So I kind of know the LCAA quite well. I was a three-sport kid back in the day. And, you know, kind of covering this, the media for the last 20 years, it's like I never really felt Columbia Central and the LCAA was like chocolate in your peanut butter. It almost seemed like it was kind of like a forced relationship between Columbia Central and the LCAA. And, honestly, this move to the Cascades, just from a reporting standpoint, talking about sports in Jackson County, it just seems to fit. It's just on paper, just seeing the words Columbia Central Cascades, it seems like a good fit.
Yes, I believe the same thing. Like I said, the relationships have been great. The school, Columbia Central, has experienced some success throughout the LCAA, but there's going to be no comparison to a Tuesday night basketball game in Napoleon or Hanover Horton or Grass Lake or Manchester compared to going to Ida or Dundee. Our crowds would be much more forgiving for them to be able to travel there on the school nights. We have probably four or five of the Cascade schools that our perimeter of our district, we border with right now anyway. So it is a natural fit from our viewpoint.
That's right. You bring up a good point that for somehow I didn't even think about your rival, Napoleon, is now, you guys are now in the same conference together. So two extra basketball games throughout the year and, of course, that big football rivalry that you guys have. That's huge.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to that. Obviously, that's been a long-standing game, but now have a little extra in that marble jar, being that it's a conference game as well.
And not as many miles on the bus.
especially with gas prices right now. That was a definite selling point.
Okay. So I didn't realize this had been a longstanding thing, that this is something that you're looking for, at least Columbia Central Schools looking for, trying to get into Cascades for quite some time. And it just happened to align just right. Now, let's bring in Brian Zalad, athletic director from Grass Lake. How big does the cat? Well, first, let's talk about Columbia Central. How does it feel to have Columbia Central in the Cascades Conference now, Brian?
Oh, it's great. I know for us, especially in girls basketball, they've been one of the premier programs in the area the last few years, and I know we've had a lot of success as well. So, being able to add them as a conference school and not necessarily having to try to figure out where we can fit them in our schedule and, you know, only getting like one game versus them, now getting two a year. And that's just huge for us because it's just going to make our girls and their girls better, being able to see each other just that more often. So that's a great reason to have them in for us at least. So,
yeah. And, well, there's other schools, too, that are coming in. Jonesville, they just voted last night. Leslie voted not too long ago. So Cascades Conference, we're at, what, 11 teams? And depending what happens with Homer, we're at 12 teams for the Cascades. I mean, is that kind of where we wanted the Cascades to land, right there at 12 teams?
It's kind of a funny story. We've been working on our superintendents in the league for a little while to look at expansion and going to 9 teams, just to try to give us a little bit more of a balanced conference. We have some schools that are growing, some that are shrinking. And so getting to 9 as athletic directors in the league, we felt like that would be a good number. It gets us to 8 football schools, depending on who the 9th team would have been. And then all of our track meets, wrestling, all of those things can turn into tries, which just give our kids more opportunities. Cause, me as an example, I had low numbers in wrestling this year. So, when we had a dual meet, it didn't really work well for the other team because I only ran 5 kids out there. Mm-hmm. So if we got to 9, we figured that would give our kids more of an opportunity. We kept trying to get our superintendents to do that, and then they ended up having a meeting and said, no, we're going to jump past 9 and go to 12. So it really worked for us because we knew we had some schools out there that were interested, like the 3 you just mentioned. I know Jonesville, Columbia Central, and Leslie all expressed interest in coming when we kind of put the feelers out who would be interested in coming if we go to 9. And then, yeah, like you said, there's a strong possibility that Homer could potentially be that 12th school, which just creates a lot of, I guess, opportunities and chances for us to do a lot of cool things for kids and kind of create some new rivals and growth in the Cascades Conference.
Now, let's look at some of the conferences kind of like on the outskirts, because, well, I shouldn't say that, because Big 8 now looking at having, you know, 6 teams. TCC, they're struggling with schools as well. This is open to both Brian and Ryan. Are we maybe looking at some challenges, maybe possibly losing some Cascade schools to TCC or probably most likely a Big 8?
I don't know. I know from my conversations with the athletic directors that are currently in the Cascades and the ones that are coming in, I don't feel or think that any of them are planning on leaving. But I also, if you would have called me a month or two ago and asked if Homer and Jonesville were willing to come over, I probably wouldn't have bet you much money on that. So I think it's always going to be kind of a fluid situation. But I don't know for sure that anyone's planning on leaving. I know there's an opportunity for maybe some more change, but I just don't know what that's going to be. I don't know if the Big 8, sorry, is looking at bringing in different schools or if the TCC would. I guess that's always something that could potentially happen.
Is this what's happening right now with the Cascades? I mean, it does encompass all sports, and you have to look at it through the scope that it affects and impacts all the teams that all the schools have. But, I mean, football is the biggie. Football's the one that brings the community together once school gets back in session. Is there that underlying motive there driven by the football schedule?
from my perspective, I wouldn't say that necessarily football is driving the bus. Mm-hmm. I feel like they brought the keys and they're sitting in the driver's seat because it definitely helped kickstart the argument again. So expansion for us has been something that even my predecessor before me here at Grass Lake, Eric McCullough, was working on. I know he had conversations with the Homer AD at the time, who I think was Matt Moffitt, and they were talking about maybe bringing the two leagues together, kind of doing a quote-unquote mega conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's something that never really got a lot of traction, but I feel like as soon as Napoleon went 6-3, didn't make the playoffs, and Michigan Center went 8-1 and ended up as a 4 seed in their district and had to go on the road for everything, I think that definitely revved up the talks again of let's look at maybe bringing in a school like Columbia Central that is closer to 400 kids and a larger school to get a few more playoff points and then potentially be able to host or even make the playoffs at 6-3.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know that football is maybe the only reason. I know for me, Jonesville, Leslie, and Columbia Central all come in with boys and girls soccer teams, which gives us the possibility of a Cascades Conference soccer league, which I know would mean a lot to our soccer kids because then they're not out there playing, you know, no disrespect to them, but Lenawee County or Lenawee Christian and Hillsdale Academy,
right?
Because when you talk to our kids in our school, they don't know that those schools are in our soccer league. So getting to a Cascades soccer league would definitely be a huge benefit for us because then the kids know who they're playing.
Right. Now let's go back to Ryan Hackworth at Columbia Central just for a quick second. Ryan, this starts not with this coming school year, but next school year, correct? Or is it this year?
Correct. It'll be the start of the 2023-24 school year. So next year is going to be double work for obviously all the current Cascades schools and inviting and incorporating the three or four that are going to join them. In addition to those three or four who are going to still have to honor our obligations and monthly meetings and all the things that need to be fulfilled on our end with our respective conferences. So we'll be meeting a lot to get this thing off the ground. And we met about a week or so ago and just started brainstorming of no one knows what this is really going to look like right now. It's going to have to be a collaborative approach between the ADs, the superintendents, the principals, and even our coaches. We're going to need to help develop what do these bylaws look like? How do we break up these divisions appropriately to maximize what this conference can really look like?
Okay. We talked a little bit about Napoleon earlier, but now joining the Cascades, if I remember correctly, you weren't the largest school in the NCAA, but you were still up there. This puts you as the largest school in the Cascades. How does that impact? Because you just have more talent to pull from. You've got a larger student body to pull your athletes from. So Ryan, what does that mean going into the Cascades for you? Are you anticipating even greater success, or aren't you looking at it like that right now?
No, I guess from success, I would look at it from an AD's perspective. I think the Cascades is going to offer parity throughout both boys and girls sports, through sub-varsity up to the varsity level. What I want is my boys and girls students to be able to taste success. It's not going to be a 4 or 5 year run because every school we're going to go through cycles of, all right, now we have a strong nucleus of female athletes coming up for 7th, 8th, 9th grade. We're going to be good in certain sports. And then a few years later, it'll be male sports. I just want my kids to be able to taste success. And the storylines are going to be great with this because right now, as a dad, I go to all the youth basketball tournaments and whatnot, and we already play the Hanovers, the Napoleons, everyone who's in the Cascades right now. So I'm just looking forward to those relationships and those rivalries strengthening.
All right. Brian Zalad, you mentioned a little bit earlier, and I kind of want to circle back to it if I could. With this being 12 schools now in the Cascades Conference, you talked about maybe dividing it up into a couple different divisions. Are we realistically looking at like an east-west kind of thing, or what have the conversations been? Is it just going to be one, or are we going to divide it up into two, or how's this going to look? What are the conversations on this right now?
I think going back to what Ryan just said, I think there's some really early ideas,
uh-huh.
But as far as anything written in stone, I don't have great answers for that. I know right now we're talking about possibly doing two divisions. I know from the superintendent perspective, they like the idea of going enrollment. I know from the AD and possibly travel perspective, it's a little more on geographic, but balancing out enrollment. So maybe taking the large schools and splitting them up, like saying, all right, you're number one, you're number two, and just kind of dividing it that way. And that really gives, you know, a great opportunity for middle school sports. You're playing closer schools. You're playing schools that are easier to get to, and you're maybe not necessarily driving from Manchester to Homer on a Wednesday night for middle school basketball if you go straight enrollment. But like Ryan said, it's going to be kind of a work in progress. There's some sports where it makes sense to have the divisions, because in basketball, like you said, going to 22 games, if you now have 11 other schools in your conference, if you play everyone in the conference twice, that's your entire basketball schedule. And I know there's some schools that want to go out and play either weaker or stronger opponents based on wherever their program is. So it makes sense to go to divisions there, but maybe in, say, wrestling or track and golf or something like that, the divisions don't make sense because you can have more teams out there or competitive tier. So like Ryan said, our plan right now is we're going to start putting a blueprint together, but we really want to get input from all the stakeholders. We want to get the coaches involved. We want to get our principals and superintendents involved. So this is a thing that's going to work, and it's not just us saying, all right, four new schools that are coming in, this is what you guys are going to do. We definitely want to work as a team and try to build this thing from the ground up.
Well, having, you know, both, you know, the two schools represented here today are in the top five as far as enrollment goes for the Cascades. So we've got two of the largest schools in the Cascades Conference here in 2 years. Brian, speaking as the AD, and I know you said you still want to talk with coaches and stuff, but speaking as the AD and knowing what your school is, what would you like to see?
I'd love to see the divisions in the sports where it makes sense, and then one big conference together where necessarily the divisions don't make sense. When we got word from our superintendents that we were going to 12, we all knew as the current eight ADs in the league that we didn't want to turn it into kind of like what you see on the west side of the state with the OK conference or the capital area, where you have the different divisions and then that's really your conference. You know, the OK red, the OK white, they don't really do a whole lot together. They're all under the OK umbrella, but if you're in the red, you're in the red. So our goal was to try to find an example of a league that has 12 that they have divisions, but they also do a lot together, and it's really one league. And we found the Flint Metro League that has 12, and they split in divisions in some sports. They do others together. So that's really what we're hoping for. I hope the east-west breakdown or north-south, however it was geographically, because I don't have it right in front of me right now to remember off the top of my head. I'd love to see that in a lot of the sports, but then again, when we can do as much together, because I know our kids like competing with the Addison kids and the Hanover kids, and if we end up being in different divisions based on however it breaks down, I don't want to lose those rivalries, because I know those kids know each other. They've grown up, like Ryan said, in youth sports playing against each other. So as much as possible, keeping them together, but also being flexible where it makes sense.
So, yeah, I kind of like that. Fluid, depending on which season or which sport we're in. Ryan, let me ask you the same thing. As knowing your school and your teams, how would you like this to kind of – what would work best for Columbia Central?
However we can get there to win conference championships. No, I'm on the same boat. We're going to be extremely flexible. I know they are very welcoming and saying, hey, don't keep on using the quote, we're the new guy, because they are – the eight members are extremely embracing and saying, hey, we're going to do this together. So I'm looking forward to these next few months when we get into September and actually get the coaches around the round table. At the end of the day, us as the 12 ADs are going to have to decide, because we're going to be the ones sitting at our desk doing all the work behind the scenes, where coaches, they can get kind of their lasered focus on their specific sport, which may not align with the greater needs of the conference. So just keeping that in mind, obviously representing Columbia and my coaches the best I can. And at the end of the day, making sure Columbia Central is going to represent the Cascades Conference as best as we can as well in the state tournament play.
Well, our sports team, we were talking about this earlier today with Joe Cassidy, Steve Boyle, and boy, we're excited. We're excited at how the Cascades Conference is going to look here in a couple years between the Cascades and the I-8, and hopefully the Big 8 will be able to pull in some more schools and be competitive as well. We're just excited about what the landscape here in athletics is going to look like in Jackson County at the high school level. So I feel like you guys are probably a little more excited than we are.
I know Columbia's stoked.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great thing, and we're just looking forward to how this is all going to shake out. And I think it's, like you said, it's going to be great for the whole area in general. So.
All right, very good. Well, we have joining us today, we've got Ryan Hackworth from Columbia Central, athletic director there. Ryan, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
And Brian Zalla joining us, athletic director from Grass Lake. Brian, again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you as well.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.